Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi guys, my name is Bola Fawemi and I was just on Tea with Tay. We spoke about modeling, modeling industry, my journey, everything you need to know. Thank you.
Hey guys, we thank God for making it this far. And my guest today is somebody who is very special to me. I always tell people that my journey cannot, you cannot speak about my journey if you don't talk about Bola Jo. She's the CEO and founder of Few Models Nigeria Africa, one of the biggest model agencies to ever come out of Africa. So it's a big deal. She's a big deal and it's a great, great, great thing to have you on my show today.
Thank you.
I feel so special. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
Because you're a big deal. She has what? All this was about doing thank you, thank you. All this humility.
Thank you.
But I'm just speaking to the mic. It's fine. Yeah, it has been too soft for me. So Bola founded me. Is that how we say it?
No, I found you.
Jesus Christ.
I discovered you.
Jesus Christ. That's me trying to tabo on my own show. Anyway, she discovered me when I was 18, I think, in Unilag. Mm. So I always wanted to model. I was signed to an agency before, but nothing come aside from that agency. So I'd given up hopes for modeling in the first place. So somehow Samabola found me, changed my look, prepped me, and actually threw me into the space proper, like a proper model should be thrown into modeling. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much for that. How are you, by the way?
I'm very good.
Let's
I'm
catch
okay.
up. Let's catch up.
Yeah, I'm let's
so
do that.
Proud of you, Bola.
Thank you.
You have done the work. What have you been up to? What's happening in your life? Which country have you been in? Where have you been to? What's been happening with you? I always see you abroad these days. What's happening?
I think everybody always say you're always abroad these days, but maybe it's because I'm always quiet when I'm in Nigeria. Because I'm actually in Nigeria a lot. Like,
really?
You know, yes, I'm in Nigeria a lot. Just
how
that when I'm in Nigeria.
Nigeria,
not super often, but I'm in Nigeria a lot. Like, you know, I've been here now since I've been in Africa since March. I've not gone outside of Africa, but I've not been in Nigeria. But I've been in Africa since March. But when I'm in Nigeria, I'm like, it's work. I have limited time, so I have to work and work and work. So,
where do you do most of your work, here or in? They're abroad.
They're abroad. I think both places, to be honest.
Yeah.
Both places. But anywhere, you know my job now. My job is on the move. Yeah. Anywhere, okay. I have to work.
So this episode is especially to talk about the industry, to demystify modeling as an industry, as a craft. But let's start by talking about you, because we need to gist about you for some extent before we get into your work, right? So you started modeling before you found the agency. I don't know why I did Tabon.
You are right in some
yeah, like,
in
I
some
don't know
tenses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's found and founded is different, guys. Yeah. Don't worry, I know English. It's just a bad day. So you started off as a model. Tell us about that bit.
So modeling is interesting. I mean, you know, yeah. Like when somebody tells you that, oh, you're a beautiful person, you should be recognized for that. You know what it means? I mean, that one went into my head the moment I knew that I could be a model. Yeah. I loved my time in sports because I was an athlete before.
Yes.
And maybe that's where I got all my discipline from my coach back then, you know?
You play tennis, right?
Now. I just took tennis now because, you know, but before it wasn't, it was long jump, high jump, 200 meters. I was never like
into in uni tennis. Or in like secondary school?
Secondary school, uni, all the way to uni. But it meant they told me I could model, like I was beautiful.
You
like,
shoot scary.
I shoot away.
Look I mean, at you.
Who cares?
But were you, do you ever think you're going to be like a proper sportsman?
I thought I was going to be. I was going to do nuga for my school. Like I was like, you know, like I loved sports.
Oh, you
so
were
much.
Already representing your school.
Yeah, I was going to do the nuga. It was before modeling came my way. Modeling came my way. I didn't think twice.
So how did modeling come for you?
So there was, it's a long story actually. There was this, we have time. There was this person, I don't know if he's still in the industry now. His name is Shola. He's, you know, he used to be like a catwalk trainer then slash something, something. And you
that
know,
that name sounds familiar.
Yeah, it's a long, it's not,
the era that
yeah,
I
it's
think,
not
yeah.
it's not the Shola, it's not Mr. Shola Oyibade, it's another Shola, because that's the person that people knew in the industry, but it's another Shola, just a guy, you know. And then he told me, oh, I could do this and things like that. And then he took me for this competition that I did back in school then, and I won the competition. And you know, like you just started from there.
They
and
want
then,
to give you
obviously.
A car.
They want to give you. Oh, don't.
Talk about that competition.
Oh my God. They gave me a car that I couldn't drive for years. You know, obviously my parents were against modeling. Like they wanted me to do accounting. I didn't want to do accounting. That story is everywhere in the media. I say it every time for everybody that wants to listen. I wanted to be a lawyer. And when they took that away from me, I'm like, okay, anything that comes my way and that is not education, let's do it. You know?
Yes.
So, but my dad was supportive of my sport. He would come to all my games. Like, he would, you know, he would be like father of the day in my entire sport and things like that.
Yeah.
So when modeling came, I was like, okay, I'm beautiful. Wow. And then I did this competition in school that I went to win. I don't even know how I won that competition.
What was
because
that Yoruba?
Me so do I. But that actually gave me a solid foundation.
Yeah.
The team, you know, it was, people said, oh, it was just me so do I. It's just a pageant. But man, it gave me a lot of, you know, like, also, it was solid. It was like the team, it was grounded to me. So like it was, you know.
Properly done.
Otumba was like a very, very disciplined man.
Hmm.
So he gave that discipline to us. I also did the one in my state, Mr. Kim Ogun. The team too was, they were very strong as well. Very disciplined team and everything like that. So that gave me a lot of discipline coming into modeling, right? Then I won the car that I couldn't drive because I won the car. On stage, I was like, God, please, I don't want to be the winner. I just want to win second.
Oh, when you saw the car?
Bola. Because I knew that I was not going to be able to drive the car anywhere. I knew that my parents would not allow me to take that car. Wow. I knew that it was going to be a problem. But if I take money, nobody would know. It would go into my account, right?
Yes.
And then
my parents were not going to allow you to drive the car.
They didn't know I was doing a competition. They didn't want me to do modeling. So where am I going to hide the car? I can hide money. If I was a second, I would just put the money in my pocket and blow it somewhere with my roommates. But the car, what am I going to do? So then I won the car and then I started looking for everybody to explain it to my dad. You know, it
wasn't.
Well,
was that strict?
Oh yeah, he took the car from us, from me and the organization. He put it in his compound for like 1 year. I couldn't drive the car. He called them on the phone. It's like, I didn't release my daughter to do this crap. I don't know what it is, but
that's wild. So how did you eventually get into modeling if your daddy was that?
So he gave birth to a daughter that is like him. Yeah, we're both crazy people. So yeah, I know. So we're both crazy people together. I think the moment he started revolting against the career, and my dad revolting against the career, it wasn't coming from his place of, I don't understand what he was saying at that time. It was more like, oh, it's for the children of the poor. That was my dad's definition of modeling, right? So it's like...
It was like hustle for
you. Yeah, it's like, what are you doing there? You know, like...
How much do you really mean?
What do you need, you know, that we're not giving you?
And
I had friends then. I'd made genuine friends that were like good people. I knew that they were not poor. I mean, the definition of modeling from his perspective was irritating to me, if you understand what I mean. So then I was like, okay, I'm going to stay in the business. If it's for the poor, then I'm poor.
Did you at any point make him see how proficient this profession was going to become? Or
so what I had to do was to do well in school, do all the things that he wanted me to do, like do my chartered courses, do well in school. I was missing classes, but I could still pass. And I think then it didn't affect my school. So then he understood that it wasn't, I mean, he didn't like it. But also, I think over time, that's why I was keen on changing modeling. You know, over time, I didn't change who I was to him. So he saw that it wasn't that bad. It wasn't like I was doing anything different from what I was doing.
Yeah.
So maybe close to his deathbed, he did understand a bit about the career. You know, he did sort of.
But you grew. You eventually went from being just a regular model to a contestant at Miss Nigeria, right?
Oh, yeah.
So what is... Tell me the phases, like, what was it like? So eventually you went from the girl who her dad did not agree for her to become a model to a top model in Nigeria. Tell me those phases. What was it like? How did you get into it? You were also in school in OAU, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you were doing Lagos. How did you?
Okay, so the thing is, even as a Miss Nigeria, my dad still did not know.
Eh?
He thought I stopped with the fight that we had with the Miss Odua thing and collecting the car. Eventually, he released me to Miss Odua because he got to talk to Otumba Gani Adams on the phone, and they related in some way that they had an understanding. You know, my dad told him some things and he had an understanding, and I was doing a bit of Miss Odua, but it felt like after Miss, it was just a phase, you know, it was going to stop.
Mm.
So when I went to Miss Nigeria, it did not know, to be honest, it didn't know the time I was in camp. So in camp, something major happened. I got an internship with Goldman Sachs, right? And because I was in Miss Nigeria camp, I missed it. And I was chasing it. I'd written tests, I'd done interview. I was just in school then, you know. So I missed the email.
The internship?
He knew. Right? So I missed the email because I told my roommate to be checking my email. And I mean, email then was not really honest. So we both missed the email. And while I was in Miss Nigeria, I don't know what happened. I think one day I asked for the phone or something happened that I got to know about that I missed the internship while I was in camp. And that kind of just scattered me in camp, sort of. Because I knew it was going to be an issue.
Yes.
I can't tell him I failed because I did not fail. I just missed it because I was in Miss Nigeria camp.
Yeah.
So only my younger sister knew I was in camp. My mom did not know. Then my mom went to a shop like regularly on like another day. And then they were telling her, oh, they saw me on TV doing this thing. I was beautiful. I wore some dress looking like Blisco. Ah?
From where?
From
are you supposed to be in school?
I even felt like my dad was a bit supportive. My mom was totally... Jesus, my mom was so annoying at that stage of my life.
Do you think it was because of your background? Because you guys came from, you come from a credible background.
I come
from
a legal background.
Yeah, and your daddy
legal
was
and fashion doesn't work together. For I would say.
So he was very stunned to see his daughter doing things outside of his own space.
I think which was a painful aspect. I feel like he was protecting his
legacy.
His legacy is like, oh, I'm a judge.
Yeah,
you know, my brother is a son. We can have modeling, like what, you know. The, so,
but,
do you understand what I'm trying to say? It was more like you're protecting your legacy, like against what?
Yes.
What am I doing that is so wrong?
Mm. Also, do you think that you can't blame some parents because you must have heard a lot of things about that space as well?
Yeah.
So do you think that they don't have enough information for them to decide on what their children, do you understand? Like, I feel like some parents don't have enough information about the industry. So when they're trying to say don't do it, it's just because they're trying to protect their children from the unknown, right? As like my parents, my granny did not agree for modeling. I remember that time when I said, when I first moved to Lagos, we had a long strike. At that time, I was still hustle modeling, right? So I can't lie, give my granny say, oh, they've paid me for LFW and MMR, that if I don't go, they will sue me. And that I'll not be able to. I said, they want a legal battle. She now said, it's not her business, so anything I like, I should do. So that time, I had only 11,000 naira. On me, I say, worst case, if I don't get LFD, I will get
MMR.
I don't know, say that this industry is the most, is the cruelest, if there's any word like that, was the cruelest place I will ever enter. So I left worry with the faith. Like, that's what I mean, that I've been very passionate about my life. I left worry at 17. Yes, with 11,000. I remember that she dropped me at the park in Greener Line. And she told me she doesn't have any business to do with that modeling I'm doing. I mean, no, worry woman. Now, you know, anything you want to make, you do it yourself. I said, mommy, they will sue us. They will sue us if I don't go. So but that's how I left. So I came to Lagos. So the hostels were still open. I stayed in the hostel for a bit. Then I could say, you know what? Okay, LFD was first, right? Oh no, MMR was first. So I went to audition for MMR. Bayo was the judge at the time. One of the judges, Sha. Bayo, but like, I waka, they're not going to pick me. I say, God, how will I do this? How will I tell my granny that happened at this casting? So I changed my shirt again. You know how we change our shirts and so we can deceive the judges. And I walked to the front. One of the girls was like, this person, but let's pick him. Bayona said I was too skinny. That's how Bayona shattered my hope for MMR. The LFW came like this. The first time I walked to the front, they just said no. I looked at, I think it was, I don't know who was the judge. I looked at her and said, I'm like, do you know what she just done to me? That's, from that 11,000, it was 8,000 naira left to Bola. It means that you have thrown me into penury. But I really told my granny that I don't know how I survived that episode, but it was just crazy. So I think one of the things that they were protecting me from was even not just the exposure to or the unknown, but was the financial implication of becoming a model.
Yeah.
They were not sure about what it was going to bring to me. They were not even seeing money. Mm-hmm. I was even collecting their own.
Mm-hmm.
That's even the problem.
Yeah, but I think that, so now, maybe it'd be unfair now to judge them at that time.
Yeah.
at that time, yes, there was no clarity about what modeling or even entertainment in general, to be honest, was all about. But what I felt is a lot of the parents at the time were just being Nigerian parent, typical Nigerian parent, where they just don't give you the opportunity to explore, right? Yeah. I mean, it was comfortable with sports. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? He would come to my games. Like, he would tell me.
Why was he comfortable with
this? Do you understand? Like, he would tell me, you can do this. You can. Why did you let that girl run like that? I would run in the compound. Like, I would run. I would do, only me would do relay race. I would run, drop the stick, go back there, pick the stick myself and run back. I mean, it was his compound. It was always at the balcony watching me doing that madness of running and picking the stick by myself and running back.
But to catwalk across the runway.
He couldn't. So I think it was like a stigma. It was not even like, it wasn't about him giving me the money to, I mean, you know, like giving you the money to go, maybe go to Lagos to go do one thing or using your pocket money. I think it was like, there was a stigma with modeling.
Yeah.
True. And to just be flat out honest, it was like modeling and prostitution to older people at that time were twins.
Same thing.
You know, it was like, if you're doing modeling, it's like you're prostituting, you know. Yeah. So I think that was more the art shape of convincing your parents at that time that you wanted to be a model, you know.
So you're like, technically just telling you that I'm not a prostitute. This is just work for me.
Yes. Right. And I now did a music video. Oh my God. Kill me. That one, I couldn't.
Oh, did you see the video?
Oh no.
I don't know that video now.
But are you joking? Solista, they called my dad immediately.
No,
they're
but
like,
that video was viral. And you were in it.
Yeah, and then they called him. And then they were like, and then he called me, said, "Where are you?" I said, "I'm in Ibadan. What are you doing in Ibadan?" Nothing. I just came to chill. I'm supposed to be in school. I said, we had the school program in Ibadan. That's why I'm in Ibadan. You know. And then he's like, "The driver is coming now to your school. I don't care how you want to do it.
Make it back.
If you die going to school, I don't care. Get back to school. They will pick you up and bring you home."
He was such a disciplinarian.
So now, but then I knew I was dead. So then my younger sister was always my informant. So I called my younger sister. I'm like, "Hey, what's going on at home? Am I dead?" He said, "Ask me, I don't know. This one, you passed boundary. Why did you do video?" I was like, "Ah, they told me I was going to be like this girl. You know, my agent told me it wasn't going to be bad."
Yeah.
He said, my sister said, "Ah, Bola, this one, just, they will maybe small beating, but just come home." So I was prepared. So I go in the, even from the, when I went back to this thing, I go on the bike, you know, my boyfriend at that time, we go on the bike. We knew it was a mess. He's from Ondo too, so he knows my dad very well. So point was, get me back to school. I got to school. I saw the driver. I'm like, "Mr. Femi, please tell me. Should I be dying now?" You know, I knew that the thing was bad. And I know my dad can. My dad beats me in school. Like, I was a rogue, you know, like we both. So I know that the beating can happen anywhere. And then I got home. And obviously my mom was there making a scene. And then my dad said, I think at that point he was tired. You know, it was like, "What is going on? Why this particular, like, you've been the strongest of everybody. What exactly is this weak career for?"
Hmm.
I saw his face. I'm like, "Weak career." And to be honest, I wasn't 100% crazy about modeling, but I think his fight then was that thing that made me stand my ground. This modeling, we will do it. You know,
prove something to him.
You know?
Yes, yes.
And then I told him, I said, "Did you even see what I wore there?" And thank God they gave me Ankara. Jane, God will bless Jane, because then, you know, I wore an Ankara skirt. I'm like,
"You're actually covered." Yeah.
You know, I was like, "Dad, can you see it? It's Ankara. We're promoting the culture." And me, I'm very good at, you know, I man over everything on that. And I was like, "We're promoting the culture." Mm-hmm. It's a video. Even what he's singing about is very, my dad said, if I watch the video, I said, "I will bring it now. It's YouTube."
Yes.
It's very strong. It's very this one and that one. And then he told my mom to leave. And I think that was the beginning of the day that he started. He was trying to understand what modeling was all about. So he's like, so my mom left because she's a drama queen. So she left. And, you know, we spoke to, and he's like, "Tell me about this modeling. I want to know about it." So obviously I started my campaign for modeling. You know, we're trying to be an ambassador for products. Mm. We speak about product. We're like, you know, I started using all this English.
Mm.
And then it was just looking at me like this, you know, I mean, didn't say anything. It was just like, "Just don't disgrace me. Don't disappoint me." That's all.
I don't think you have. You know? You've done so well, Bola. But I want to know when you became passionate to change the conversation about modeling in Nigeria, because you were just a model. So at what point were you, did your, the passion kick in? So, you know what? I really don't like what I'm saying. I have to open an agency and do this.
So to be honest, my agency opening was not because of what I was seeing. It was more because of the perspective that I think people had about modeling.
Mm-hmm.
It was more that if I can come into the conversation, just given the background that I have, and I can fight through that conversation, I can get as many kids as I, you know,
like you,
to come into modeling and we can all change modeling together. So it wasn't more about, because I don't really have a bad experience in modeling. I have to be honest. God was so fair to me that I didn't have so many bad experiences. Like, oh, somebody stole this one. Somebody did that to me. Somebody did this one. My face was here. They raped me. I didn't have that.
True.
So I didn't have much to come in and say, I was coming to come and change. Somebody did this. Somebody did that. No. My change was coming more from the angle of, I didn't think the world respected modeling. And I needed the world to respect fashion. Like, it was a business. Like, it's, it is a business. You know, I wanted the world to see that. That's what I came into modeling to come and do.
But why? Because there's so many other models who were not even thinking about that. They just wanted, they were passionate about the industry, but they were not so poised for change like that.
But also, just coming from where, I think it's also an individual thing.
Yeah.
As a person, naturally, I love change. Like, everywhere I go to, I love to always see, if this cup is this way, what can be different? Like, what's bad about the cup? Even right now, I'm so bored. I get bored so easily. You know, I can get bored looking at you. You know, I get bored. And I think that's what inspires me every day to wake up and be like, oh, I'm bored. This thing is green. If we paint it, everybody around me knows me.
So you're constantly changing things.
Do you understand? Improving. I don't like when you say God is in control. I don't like that word. I don't like when you say it's
but
impossible.
But he's in control, but we're not going to fight about that.
Yeah,
today.
But I don't want to hear it in business setting. I don't want to hear, if I pay you, I don't want to hear God is in control. You know, you have to do it, you know?
Work, yeah.
Or if I say something and you say it's impossible,
it can be done.
Try and fail. I want to see that. I don't want to hear it's impossible, you know? So I think those things sort of played, you know, I'm like, I don't want to be in front of modeling anymore. I don't want to catwalk. And I think it changed for me when I went to New York. So, amazing story. I was working with Auntie Joanne, right?
Yeah.
As an intern. I was interning with Auntie Joanne. And
was you a model?
Yeah, I was a model. I think at that time I already knew that I wasn't going to. I was already working. Like, I was already figuring things out. I was already respecting the wishes of my parents. I was already doing job interviews.
Oh, so you had, after like uni, you stopped modeling?
So I didn't stop. I was doing everything together. You know, like after uni, the fight already became big at home. I already moved out of the house, right? Because after uni, it was more like, you have a certificate, now what are you going to do with it, right?
Yeah.
And I knew that I didn't want to work in corporate. Because, I mean, look at me. This is my everyday life. There's no corporate that's going to allow me to work like this, right? So I was battling with that face, understanding if I wanted to please my parents and just go into the corporate world or whatever it is. So I was doing like all of these things. I was still doing modeling. So I was then interning with Auntie as well. And during my intern, I was always saying, why are you not modeling? You know, why are you the one doing all this document for all these girls, you know? And then she was like, okay, you're going to go to New York with the girls. Like, you're going to go. Like, you're literally going to go there. So I was like, okay, fine. And I still did my first American visa, you know. And when I got the visa, I told my dad said, oh, I said, well, somebody did it for me in Lagos and I'm just going to go to New York to go and do what? I said, I don't know, you know, but at that time I was living modeling already. My mind was already leaving. There was no point fighting about it.
But you're already sure that you're going to become an agent.
I wasn't sure. I didn't know what I wanted to do. You know that phase of life when you're figuring, I was figuring it out, you know, like after school, I didn't know what I was doing. I was just doing the interview. I did like interview with Diamond Bank, Deloitte, like all this interview.
Yeah.
But every time I finish the interview, I'll pray. I'll be like, God, please don't let them call me back. I don't want the job. You know, that kind of thing. But you have to do it just to make sure that the wheels of your parents are being carried out and respected as well. So then I went to New York with like, you know, of my models and my friends at that time. So,
but you were like their manager at the time.
No, I went to New York as a model.
Oh,
Auntie not told me intense. That I have to go.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So I went there as a model. And I remember that when I was in New York, I was just like, this is not for me. I'm not modeling. But I was already beginning to love the back-end job of modeling.
Of organizing.
Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Like, I will be the one on that trip saying, you have a casting today. Have you gone? you know, I will be the one like...
So you didn't even know you're just managing them.
Do you understand?
That?
I wasn't really managing, but I was so nosy in people's matters, if you understand what I mean.
Yeah.
And when I came back to Nigeria, like after that New York trip, I hated New York on that trip because also, it wasn't just the lifestyle for me. Do you understand? Yeah. Like, there was no... I didn't want to be in that kind of setting.
Yeah.
You know the way modeling can be.
Yes,
we're not. So then I came back to Nigeria and I was like, okay, I'm not going to sacrifice my car, my life, all because I want to. I'm like, I'm not doing this. I don't like this business that much. And the fight is over. I've won, at least, my parent.
Yeah.
So then I just started looking at it. And this whole few thing happened without a story, without a business plan, to be honest. People say, oh, do you have a business plan? What was your You know, how did you?
I was going to get there, like step by step.
There was no business plan, man. There's no business plan. There's no. I didn't draw anything on the table, even though I finished.
So few. Because I remember that you said that you were still whether job hunting or also working in the mall. Remember the first mall that you got?
Yeah, I was working. I was
working. You had a 9 to 5 in that same.
Nine to five. Yeah, I was working with the magazine, the Mona Lisa magazine. I was there, sales and marketing. I don't know what they put me there. Some role.
So you got an office there to start an agency.
So when I was there, I also know when a company is coming to an end. Like, I'm that good, you know. I'm just like, you know, I just didn't want to. The honest story is, I don't want to mislead people with my conversation. The honest story is, when it comes to business and career, I'm not the person to look up to. Because, man, I was just like, I knew what I wanted, but the society didn't allow me to be where I wanted to be. So yeah. I had to start doing whatever.
Yeah.
So I was in the same mall working, and I told my boss at that time, I said, hey, I think that maybe I should do a model academy where I'm just teaching models what they should know. Because I think they don't know what they need to know.
Wow.
You know, and he's like, Bola, that would be good. Because all these models, I don't know what they always do. They don't, you know. So he encouraged me, said, see, I'll give you my space for free if you really want to do it. Yeah.
Oh, so the Mona Lisa person owned?
Not her. A partner at the time.
Okay, right.
Her boyfriend or husband at the time was okay. Also our boss. As well.
And the owner of the mall.
On the owner of the mall. So wow. It was the one I was talking to, you know. So I was like, oh, you know, and then he's like, oh, that's amazing. I think these models need that. Your modeling, they need that. You should teach them how to do this. Because they were also dealing with models at that time. You know, it's a magazine company.
True.
So we're also bringing models. So I would see some models coming. I'm like,
this one I'm modded too.
They didn't talk to you before you came here, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
So, and he gave me the space. I was like, hey, I'll give you the space at discounted rate or whatever it is. So I started.
So, but like, are you saying that you got your space, not knowing whether you're going to make money, how you're going to make money?
No, I didn't know. That's why I said don't follow my business life
and
at all.
You got in there and started to help models out.
Yeah, I just got in there. I was like, yeah, I have a space now. Okay, I'm just going to pay like some little money for the space. It's a good space. I paid a couple of these
things. It was
a
very good space.
You know, and I started and I was just like, okay, I'll teach. And then from teaching, I'm like, no, I'm not teaching. I'm actually going to represent you. I'm going to manage you, you know.
You start figuring things out as you
along
went.
The line. Yeah. That's why I tell people, you don't, when people say, oh, I need to do this, I need to do that, you're going to sleep there 20 years doing nothing.
And that's
just
what
start.
True.
You know, just start whatever it is that you have.
So really, you were like 20 something.
I was like 23, 24 when I started filming.
So all the time when you were modeling, you were also seeing a baby.
24.
And but like, the other thing about the woman, this woman, that's at 24, you knew about how to cross Bola. You knew better. Because I feel like you brought so much professionalism to the space.
Yeah.
Because I'd been modeling on and off before I got on, got signed to Few.
Mm-hmm.
And once I got signed to Few, Bola changed the game. We went from shooting Polaroids to catwalk. I remember that I even started training people alongside you. You were paying me to train people.
Yes.
This life is so funny that you were paying me to train some of the models that came.
Yeah.
And, tell me about that time, because you didn't have a clue what you were going to write, but you just wanted to do good work with models.
Yeah.
So you probably made some mistakes at the beginning, because eventually you just evolved to just an all-female agency, right?
Correct.
So tell me what the process and the mistakes and what you thought could have been better when you started off.
So, I mean, for a business, I didn't have a business plan or an angle or anywhere to or foresight of what's going to happen or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I did make a lot of mistakes, but the mistakes were not. Also, I had like my ethical backgrounds that were guiding me through like my everyday presentation of the business, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if I was going with intuition. So if I felt like something was right, I would do it. If I felt like it was wrong, I wouldn't do it. There were some things that I think that I felt was wrong at the time that could have been right. But there are some also, My regrets in the business at the beginning of that time was very, very low. Right now, if I look back, I mean, I stopped the male division.
Yeah.
I did not stop the male division because I think, oh, you know, male is, or I'm a woman or whatever. I can be an agent or manager to a man. No, I can manage whoever the heck I want to manage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was more about passion for me. I wasn't passionate about male. I just wasn't crazy about it.
Do you think that, but also assume that because it's also wasn't a viable space.
No, it wasn't. If I wanted to make it a viable space, I think I would have.
So why did you let us go? Because all this time, I'm like, I keep saying, oh, Bola let us go because it was so hard for her to push me more.
No, I don't think so.
I
think I also had the best male model in town, to be honest, at the time. Mm. I brought different category of looks that people did not see at the time. So they were like, oh, who is this boy? Oh, are you a model? So I had the same grounds that I had for female. But I think that as an individual, for a business that doesn't have a business plan and doesn't have anything, you need passion at least.
Yeah.
You know? I have strong passion for female models. I when I see a female model, I want to dissect the model. Your hair's like this. Your nose is like this. You should do it. I wasn't crazy like that for male models. And for me, being a very early startup, I knew that I needed that. I needed to be passionate. That's the only thing that can keep the business going. So the minute I knew I was not passionate about, the thing about business is if you have a business and you bring somebody into your business, they can't run it like you. They need passion. They need to feed on your passion every day when they're running the business. As a business owner, as a startup, if you're not a multinational, if you're a startup, just know that your team, they feed on your passion on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Right? So even if I brought somebody else on board and I say, hey, you manage the male models.
They will not understand.
They can. Yeah. They can. The blend will be bad, right, with the female models. So, and it was a very difficult decision for me. I remember staying on the ground and putting all your cup card on the floor. And I'm like, oh my God.
It's crazy. I remember those times where we used to all come and we're so young. I realized how young we were. I think one of the things that made me frustrated in modeling was because I was so passionate about it, but I only see anything from inside. I did do free shoots and you were trying so hard. Remember the final straw for me was when I went to look for a job was when we're trying to get to 20 in South Africa.
Oh yeah.
They were signing people from ground here. Yeah, they would sign them from here. They wanted me to come all the way.
Yeah.
I didn't have a visa. I couldn't get to, my mother refused to bring the money for me to travel. I just was like, you know what? Even this year I've been doing for 4 years of my life, I never see Swanet out of this safe to buy ticket. I'm done with this. I want to look for a job. But why is modeling so hard in Nigeria?
It is hard. See, this morning, actually, what you're just saying now, this morning, I saw an email, and the thing is, I feel like even internationally, a lot of people, I'm not sure if they like me or not, and I don't care. I'm sorry, I have to put it on the table. I really do not care.
No, but you don't need that for business.
But you know, internationally, sometimes people think that I'm very aggressive internationally, but it's not like I'm aggressive. It's just that's the hope, right, for us. Whenever I'm scouting and I'm looking at the end goal for the model, and I'm looking at how I can change the life of a model when it comes to finances. I'm looking at you guys. Mm. Either you like it or not, and you have to give it to me.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Yes.
So I got an email this morning. It irritated me when I saw the email. You know, I'm just like, crap. Like, the only reason we're even talking about this, excuse my language, this bullshit.
You're allowed to curse in this show.
But the only reason we're even talking about this whatever it is that you're talking about is because we don't have a good market in Nigeria.
Yes.
You know, so the market in Nigeria is really bad. It's not a market that, even till now, everybody's trying. I have to be honest. People have changed.
Has it improved though?
Oh yeah. Designers are trying. They can only pay what they have.
True.
At the end of the day. So anybody that is coming into this game to change the game for models needs to also think about changing the game for designers, for creative. People can only pay from what they have. You can't collect what they don't have from them. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So when I look at it from that perspective, I also, it's a sympathize or empathize with them.
Yeah.
I don't know. But then, you know, with them as well. And I calm down a little. But then at the same time, I still think models are the ones down the chain.
They were the last on the food chain. So I used to always tell people that on the food chain, you have maybe designers, photographers, makeup artists, even people that sit in the hall, even people that brought lights. Models are usually the ones that will say, okay, hey, you know, we don't have budget, but it's good for your exposure.
Yeah.
I've been exposed for the past 4 years.
Yes.
What did it bring to me? Bola, I was so broke. And let me tell you what was so painful, Bola. I was so passionate. I remember I used to run around Unilag because I didn't want to add weight because you know, my body, I could easily add weight.
Yeah.
I will run around Unilag. I will stay so skinny. I didn't realize how ugly I was back then because I was actually ugly and skinny. But if it was, I was a good model, but I wasn't making money.
Yeah.
And it was so, cause I kept explaining to people how passionate I was about this career that I wasn't getting anything from.
Mm.
But what I can say is that modeling actually defined the rest of my journey
for you.
Because modeling taught me discipline. Modeling taught me how to be a star, right? How to be in the center. I have to be in front of a camera and know my angles, how to walk, how to dress up. I was in mm-hmm. fashion for 4 years, right? Mm-hmm. So what modeling did for me was that as I could not find money as a model, I started working with fashion creatives. Mm-hmm. So I was assisting Boo Boo at the time. I think I'd worked with some other fashion people. But I think it kind of shaped my journey.
Which is what we always say, which is what I, like this morning, the chat that I was saying about my team on the phone is, you know, they were sending all of these models to the team. And I say, hey guys, unfortunately, right now, I only want to manage the girls that are extraordinary.
Yeah.
And when I mean extraordinary, I mean it's in every way. Personality has to be extreme.
Yeah.
You know, and when people say personality, you know, when people say personality, everybody thinks that, oh, they want you to be shouting and be like, yeah. No, it's not about shouting. It's just about goals. You know, true. You want to sit down with somebody that actually does have like goals and future plans and stuff like that. And is just not sitting down and talking about when is the next job? When am I traveling? Yeah. Well, you know, when is...
Oh, did they ask you
should
question?
I not walk like this? Oh, should I... You know, I'm just like, no. A lot of my friends, like, your set has been like that set that is a blessing for me. True. I learn from them every day. Elizabeth will come and say, hey, Miss Bola, you know that if you do this and this and this together, you can get this particular thing. You know, and I'm like, oh, wow. You know, they literally like...
Olamide.
Oh, my God. You know, Olamide will come and say, we're not doing this like this. We have to do it this way. And... with that, I have a strong bond with those girls. Bola, yes. When I'm in New York, Bola is like, oh, you've not seen this store. You have to style it this way.
Now you think it's always but
it was never like that. It was never like that. That's what I'm saying. It was never like that. I mean, but
they groomed because.
Because that's what I'm saying, that models need to understand that they have to grow beyond modeling.
Yes.
You know, you have to create yourself. You have to be an individual. You have to grow beyond modeling. That's what I'm saying, yeah. You know? So it's not. Modeling is going to take a lot from you, but it's also going to give you a lot. Like if I wake up today now and I need like $50,000, except I don't want to ask. I know that I can call my models and say, hey, I'm stranded. To be honest, and within 10, 15 minutes, I'll get us in my BOA.
Woo! What do they do for a living?
They do modeling.
This ain't modeling. I've not seen money for how many years, Subola?
Absolutely.
You see what I'm talking about?
But they gave it. But they were in your set as well. So, and you knew that it was also hard for them as well at the time. You know, like,
I knew
it was hard. It was all hard for us. It was also hard for me, you know? But at the end of the day, that's what I was saying to my team. I say, hey, you guys need to bring people that to the I don't want to manage girls anymore that all they want to do is just travel. All they want to do is just, you know, catwalk, like bring something to the table. I want to define you. I want to make you a
people
brand.
People who react to their careers. So I was telling my manager that I'm not the brand that reacts to my career.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in front of this conversation.
Yes.
So even before you think that you're going to reply an email, I've thought about 3 ways to reply that email.
That's what I'm saying.
And I know what the business takes because I want it so bad. I've Googled. When I was money, but like, you know now.
Yeah, I
don't Google campaign com. I don't bring mood board. Uh-huh. All these things inform now, right? Because now I can put a mood board in 2 seconds.
Now everybody is waiting for the opportunity to. So the problem that I have right now is there is no deep thinking anymore.
True.
You know, like people don't think deeply anymore. People don't say, even as a manager, I'm comfortable. I'm okay. I don't have to work. I don't have to work for the next 10 or whatever years. I don't need to. But even at that, I want to wake up every day and I'm bored.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm bored. I'm like, I can manage people in my sleep. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
True.
So it's more like, what's the next phase for you? What can I do? You know, what can I create? You know, like, I'm like, why are people not eager like that? Why do you just, there's nothing about traveling, to be honest. If you want a visa, we can do that. We can arrange a visa. There's nothing about, there's nothing to traveling. A lot of people travel and they don't do nothing.
True.
You know, so the question is about for me is when I'm taking a girl right now and I'm saying, hey, let's go to London. The what's coming to my brain at this point of my life right now is, what can you do in London? You know, the designers want friends. The create casting directors want people that they can relate with after the show.
Yeah.
They want friends. They want somebody that can say, hey, can we go? You know, whenever I say personality or whenever people say personality, everybody thinks that, hey, I'm not jumping around though. That's always there. I don't know how to be jumping up and down the table. I'm a very reserved person. I'm like, girl, I'm very reserved. I don't jump around. Everybody already knows that I don't jump around. But that doesn't kill my personality when I have to do something, right? Yeah. I have Elizabeth. Elizabeth is, I mean, you know Elizabeth. Very she's gym, the yeah. very, but she is Elizabeth. And there's never going to be two Elizabeths.
You know her, yeah.
Do you know what I'm trying to say? So it's, Personality is what is missing right now. And it's so difficult because it might not come back again. It looks like it's not going to come back again. I'm done doing castings. I'm not even kidding.
No, I was telling him before he walked in here, I'm like, when you have a group of people who want to be in this industry, they don't even know anything about the industry. So it's one thing for a model to say, I want to be a model, but who are the models that you look up to? Naomi has a life outside of modeling.
Yeah.
Naomi has personality that can attract different things. They can be on campus. I told somebody that, you know what, when I was a model, no matter how bad it got, I had relationships outside of modeling.
Yeah.
I had friends, I was friends with editors,
yeah,
designers, stylists, everything. I understood the industry and I was learning. I was a sponge, right?
Yeah.
If I was in New York, for example, I'm sure that I'd probably be in some other.
Oh, I don't doubt that.
I was in LA, for example. I got the opportunity to move to LA. I would have probably been in Hollywood.
We spoke about that recently. Yes,
we're going to do, it's in the works, but I'm just saying that the intentionality of models these days doesn't exist.
It's so surface.
Now, I even told them that, you know what? You have Instagram. Worst case, if you're not making money as a model in Nigeria, your Instagram can make money from you because you already take beautiful pictures.
Thank you. Yeah.
Influencing can make you be, people have been discovered from the Instagram pages, right? Yeah. What are you doing? Some models are too reactive.
Can I jump in and say something? So I started managing a girl recently, you know, Samia. She's in New York. And when I started managing Samia is some model that made me want to go back to law school, like made me feel like I need to go wake up my law school dream, right? I always nurtured that in that one day I'm going to go to law school.
Mm.
But I met this girl, and as young as she is, as just like, okay, I'm your manager, you know. But whenever Samia had a plan, she's like, hey, Bola, I'm in front of sustainability. I'm in front of recycling. I'm in front of this. I don't want to do any brand that is not in this space. Hey, Bola, you know. And then I understood. And when I was talking to our agents, because I'm a manager, I'm not an agent. When I was talking to her, I say, hey, I don't want to take away from Samia's future career. She talks on UN shows. She's working with United Nations on sustainability. She's worked major projects.
Yes.
You know, I'm like, let's not take away from that. This is going to be a platform for her in the future. So we were only looking out for brands that were into sustainability. And guess what? Of recently, Maybelline came to us and said, hey, we're doing a new sustainability line and everything like that.
Wow.
We didn't have to think to her. We're just like, see, this girl, this is your girl. Guess what? She's already a spokesperson for everybody. She's on United Nations Youth Campaign. She's on empowerment. When we brought out a CV away from modeling.
Yes.
I had to dig Samia's CV away from modeling and gave it to her and say, this is not a modeling CV. This is a CV of a future political leader.
Amazing.
You better key into it right now.
Modeling is the platform.
But modeling was the platform. And she got that campaign. So she's the face of that. It's going to come out soon. She's the face of that campaign right now. And from there, we went to. So we're getting all this. So this is a girl that was very precise about her career when she was coming to me. And, you know, she's like, now, she's in law school now. She went to law school. She's like, hey, but I'm going to be in law school, but I can do this. I can do that. I can do this. You know, models just can't sit down. They have to have like purpose. That purpose is what's going to help your manager define your career path, right? But if you just be like, oh, I've seen a lot of agents come to me and say, hey, Bola, I'm so sorry. This girl, I don't understand her. They just come here. A lot of news about Nigerian models just come in. They'll just be like, oh, they just come here and take pictures and that's it. They are not really like true, eager.
Yeah.
I'm like, but what do you want us, you know, like, what should I do? Should I come and erupt them from where they are? So for me now, I made a mistake. And to be honest, you're asking me about mistakes. First 3 years of my business was good. You see, the middle 3 years, like from 2019 to 2021, to be honest, I've had a lot of business mistakes and my staff will testify to that.
Can you tell me some?
Oh, I'm not too sure, you know, obviously.
Maybe one or two.
I mean, I've had a lot of business mistakes from the angle of, I've had a lot of
bad decisions.
The thing about me is that I never doubt things. When you give me time to think about a particular step that I'm about to take, I won't doubt this. But what I've been doing for the last maybe 3 years, 2019 till, is that I just do anything. Like anything, people just say, Bola, do this. And I say, okay, no problem.
Okay, no, and you know, I think it's the pressure of the new space that you're in.
Thank you, you know. So I'm like, okay, no problem. Just okay, no problem. Oh my God.
It's a bigger problem for you.
It's been a mistake.
Yeah.
So now I find myself going back to my sex discipline. Do you understand? Yeah. Like, this is what I came to do. That's what I'm going to keep doing.
Yeah. Like, what do you think contests with that vision? So sometimes, I feel like sometimes it happens to me that when you start out saying, this is how I want to do it, right? When you get to some level of success in that thing, you can get distracted. There are new levels for you. You want to please some other people. You want to be seen a certain way. I think it always comes back to bites us in the ass, because that's not the vision for the brand. So you find out that you have gone that way, you're not stuck because that's not your actual journey. So you have to come back and start working.
See, the thing, one thing I've realized is that people don't accept failure, and people don't accept that they failed, and people always, you want, especially Nigerians, the system with Nigerians, what would people say? That slogan, I don't know, it never like sits well with me, you know, because
I'm just dealing with that one now, because it used to be a big deal for me.
No, you can't live your life on what would people say.
I'm learning.
Because people are going to say something whichever way, either you like it or not. So I think for me is 2021 was what, that year when I woke up and I'm like, I don't care what people say. I care what I think, what I battle with when I sleep at night. So I'm going to cut off everything that I've started that didn't make no sense to me. It can make sense to the world, it doesn't make sense to me. So I started cutting them off one after another. And to be honest, that change is very tough.
Ooh, it's fire.
You know, it's very, very tough, you know. So, but you would know that at the end of the change, you would be yourself eventually, if you understand what I mean.
Yeah. And that's where the power is. The magic is in being yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But okay, so like, you have literally changed the face of modeling in Nigeria. Mm-hmm. Now, girls know that what they are worth now, what they can get when they travel, what modeling should really be.
Mm-hmm.
How has it been since then, like the journey for you? And also, what is it now? What is modeling saying now? What are the expectations of a model right now? What a 2021 model, what can she get? What can a model achieve now? As opposed to before, where we're still struggling from casting to casting. Right now, what is the model right now?
It's like faces. First face was when we came in and we thought we wanted to change the business. Yeah. Maybe we did, maybe we did not. I don't know. Then there's a second phase where there was now the rush. Oh yeah, I want a Nigerian model. Oh, I want a, you know, like there was the rush. The phase that we're in now is saturation, right? The market is saturated, right? The season, last season was, we don't understand. You know, it was, saturation is good. One thing that saturation did for me, people kept on saying, oh, the market's, I'm like, but it's good. It means that there was a phase that we did, and that means that it worked. Everybody woke up. We woke everybody up.
Sure.
So everybody's awake now. The question is, who's going to survive?
Ooh.
No, they entered. Everybody's so awake.
Survivor.
Everybody's awake. Everybody entered.
Mm.
Who is going to survive? Who is a true model? Who is the brand? That's the question. That's the face that we all have to go figure out. And it's figure out. And that's why now it's like what you can get then is even now. I keep talking about international because that's where my experience is, you know. So what you can get then when I started with your team, with your set and everything, then is even now lower because now the market is saturated.
Wow.
Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So everybody's.
Every Instagram girl safe now.
Do you understand?
if they search for you for your, like, this full campaign has been done, though. I just said.
Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So the market is so saturated right now that the obviously when the saturation, the revenue would become you know, I mean, it will affect everything. The revenue has dropped, profits has dropped, everything has dropped.
So how are you guys surviving? What's happening?
I mean, you will survive. If you have a good model, you're going to survive. So I have more than enough good
models.
You're
focused now on creating brands as opposed to just regular models.
So I wouldn't say that. And I wouldn't say that, I think somebody is regular. I think it's whatever it is that you make of yourself. The question is, I want to look for girls. I want to make something solid of themselves. Something. I want to look for partners. This job was always partnership. It was never like my manager should go and be inside Todd Milan Bridge. I'd be swimming around looking for the job. I'm not going to swim around no more for nobody. You know, you have to.
It's more than that.
So it's partnership now. So I'm looking for girls who want to invest their time and understand this business. And we can both figure it out. I do the dirty job. You do the beautiful job. It's as simple as that. But without the partnership coming down, I do the dirty job, do the beautiful job, do the dinner, bring the thing to the table. And you're still just like, it's not
about
gonna
the
work.
Dirty job now. What does it take to get a girl to be international? So it's one thing. I understand your work here, right? I've never followed you abroad to know your work there, but I understand how the process is here a bit, right? Mm-hmm. But what is it getting girls across? Because there's visas, there's their family, there's consent, there's scouting. There's a lot of things that you do because I know that you scout from country to country, right? That's why when I say you are changing the face of this space, it means that Before, used to be, one girl just did, she can model, pack her head to the back, let her stay Polaroid, oh great. But you go out of your way, you go into Africa, you go to these villages to look for these girls. I know, first of all, their parents will not have it easy letting their child go like that, to come and model, when they've already heard things about modeling. I mean, like your dad, for example. So tell me about this process right now, to get a girl to be international.
So the part of my job that I enjoy the most is scouting, actually. Mm. And I saw that sort of went away from me, because now that I'm the face of the company, it's so hard to be out scouting. I mean, like, before you go there, I know you. Yeah. I don't even know who knows me. I want to support what I'm in. So I try to stay off the streets these days. But that's the best part for me. So it's not like work. When I go to Addis, I'm like, I enjoy it. I want to go everywhere. I want to be like, let's go there. We can find, oh my God, you know, we can find a girl. When I go to,
you go look at them. Look at your hair these days.
So it's not stay off my hair.
Oh, I'm sorry, you look like one of them. What is this hairstyle this is?
I don't know. I just need to pack the hair and move on in my life. You know, so that's the part that I love the most, mm-hmm. just to clear that out. Management is the worst part. People think is, oh my God, like we wake up to immigration laws every day. Wake up to our job, there's a tiny line between our job and child trafficking.
Yes.
So you have to make sure that tiny line is not blurry at all. Like it has to always be clear.
Have you had any bad experiences? Maybe one girl running.
I've not had, actually. I see it before it happens.
Jesus.
I think I'm blessed with that. I mean, also I'm like a vigilante. Yeah, I think so, I watch your every move and I prioritize my business reputation over anything. No matter what income you're going to bring, I'll drop you like we never met.
Mm.
You know?
Mm.
So, because, I mean, that's a thin line. If you make it blurry for us, then how am I supposed to push other girls? You know, what am I supposed to do? So I think for us, the management is so, it's simple. People think it's simple. People think that when I wake up and I have a phone and I have like a laptop, I'm a manager. It's actually very difficult, because then you have to do all of this whole processing. You have to, depending on how you want to see the business, if you want to like build the Nigerian, maybe, I mean, even Nigeria is difficult as it is, yes. You know. You have to now think about the girl, if the girl is going to work, what agency is going to work for the girl, you know, and I keep saying girl because that's who I manage, you know, but yeah, for course. The model, you know, who is going to work, what country you can think, oh, Paris is the thing. And then the girl goes to Paris. She doesn't even book a test shoot. You're like, you have to immediately think, should I do? You know, some managers don't think. They just think, Paris did not work for you. What do you want me to do? You want me to keep myself? You know.
You sound like one of those ones I used to counter back in the day, but let's move on.
No, but then, you know, you can't say, do you want me to keep myself? You have to think about it and say, okay, Paris did not work, maybe. And some models just don't listen. You say, Paris can never work for you. You know, it's a Paris business. But they're like, that Paris is where I must be. You see, that London is where I can be. So we have those problems. Do you understand?
But how do you know the girl that fits the city? Because before, I remember that time you used to know people that could go to a certain city because of the kind of people that they had there.
Mm-hmm.
How do you now know that, this girl fits New York, this girl fits Milan, this girl fits this particular place? Is it experience that helps you?
I think experience over time. I just studying the markets. It's like stock. It's like stock. When you're studying stock on computing, you know, okay, how did this season go? What did this type of... So you just... It's more experience and just studying the industry to understand who is progressing where. And if you have that same look.
In terms of remunerations for like the... For models, can you give me a vivid comparison between Nigeria...
Why are we talking about money?
Tell
me some money.
This is an exposé of the industry.
Oh my God.
This episode is an episode that every model needs to watch.
Oh so yeah, they can tell me.
Making their decisions.
What do you want me to expose?
In terms of like... Give me a vivid description or a vivid picture of the difference between earning here and earning there. An average model who just is new, she's just new to a country, first season. How much can she make? Can models make enough money to buy houses?
Are you joking?
To invest?
Of course.
Okay, tell me. Because I did not succeed in that part. So it's paining me, but let's tell me.
I know that's the part that you wanted.
It's always paining me. Every day I wish I made money from modeling, because I was, if I had the same passion, I'm not saying I don't have the same passion I have for my current career, but I'm just saying that time when I was younger, you could not tell me anything.
Yeah. Mama.
You knew.
Yeah, but you had a strong passion. Timisan is working for you right now. Your passion is why you are here.
But why
did
it take so long? Why did it take so long?
But that's what I'm always saying as well. People need to be patient sometimes. The fact that somebody woke up today and became like the next big thing. I mean, people get discovered at 27. People get discovered at 28. People wake up and just be like, your face looks like something I want to put on my campaign. Bam. You're 30. I don't care. I mean, it's people making this decision for everyone's sake. It's not a computer. You know, like, at the end of the day, is what it is, you know? So it can take, like, 2 years or 1 year for somebody, it doesn't dictate anything.
Do you know what I always say, Bola?
What?
I'm happy modeling didn't work for me. This is me for you. Because I'm not going to... Like, I was in Cape Town. And one of the people...
Yeah, you...
I told you that story,
yeah,
right?
True that.
I was working in the fucking club.
Yeah, I know.
I was like... How did it happen?
Yeah.
Of hard work in this space. And you could tell that... This is not going to get like... It's not going to get any better in this industry.
Yeah, it's not getting better. And that's what I'm saying. See, but why... I don't know why people attack modeling like this, right? Modeling is like football. It's not every footballer that is successful.
True.
It's not every... It's not... Everybody can be a top model. And everybody can be a supermodel. If everybody can, then there is no top... There's no need for the name top.
I'm saying that we should be able to live decent lives.
People live decent lives in an average... Being a working model.
In this country.
No, maybe not. But keep talking. Okay. Keep talking about this country, but I'm not talking about this country.
Okay, sorry, very
we're on different pages.
Yeah.
But even in this country, true. I used to book a model like consistently in this country, and she was making a lot of money from this country, even though... You know, whatever it is happened, everybody had to go their separate, which I'm so happy about. But then, you know, but even here, it is working for some model. There's some top models here as well that I'm actually, you know, but it's, everybody can be top model. If everybody can be, there's only for top in the model. It's like everybody can be a top model, you know? So what I'm saying is models do make money. Let's just clear that out. You know, like I have models that if they wanted to buy a house today, they're comfortable. In fact, the only reason they're not buying houses is because I don't think it's the right move right now. Because also with my models, I'm very key on their finances. I want to understand how they're doing their money. I'm calling them and say, hey, that money we saved last year, did you touch it there? They're like, oh, no, I didn't. You know,
I can see a guy's rocking some heavy bags.
Yeah, but they
like
rock from will... they rock from the money that is outflowing. They can't rock from their from what they are supposed to invest, you know.
No, but your girls are doing so well.
Thank you. You know. So, like, those are the things that these models, some models are extremely comfortable. Some models are not comfortable. We're trying to get them to the point where they're comfortable.
Yeah.
You know, but it takes patience sometimes. And sometimes it will just not work, no matter how long you wait.
That's what happened to me.
No, not to me. I don't think.
Well, I'm grateful to God. I'm not going to lie that. You know. I was thinking to myself, like, if to say this did not pick up from that place, God, I would have been so angry with you. I gave my all.
You did.
Like, and the thing is that people who I feel like a better pass, they were getting books every other day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, kill him. What did I do to this? So now, with benefit of hindsight, I'm just like, thank you, Lord, because I understand the process now.
Yeah.
At the time, I did it because all the people that I thought they were above me, I can't even find them now on social media. That's how bad it is. Like, life has... I just feel like they didn't evolve, right? So people evolved, but...
That's what I'm saying.
Ah, no, Bola. Please tell me how much...
Yeah, so money-wise, I think... I mean, the question is, what do you want me to say?
Give me figures.
I mean, like, I have models that have, like, day rate at maybe $10,000, day rate at $20,000, day rate at maybe $4,500. These are day rates, you know, and then
what
different from the
day
usage.
Rate?
Day rates is I want to book you for 7 hours, right? So you can wake up and say, hey, I want to book up for a lookbook. So let me give you this. Hey, I want to book up for a lookbook for 7 hours. And I will tell you that, okay, a day rate is $10,000. That's not the charge of the lookbook. That's the charge of keeping up for a whole day, right? Then we're not going to talk about what do you want to use the lookbook for. Is it going to be like printer? Is it going to be like campaign or whatever it is? And then we can be talking about maybe, depending on the model, maybe like 50, 60 or whatever it is. And sometimes it's like 4,500, sometimes like 3,500. I'm talking about dollars, right? Or maybe pounds, whatever it is. So like I have models that maybe in a year they have like, you know, revenue of, I don't know, like I've had a model who signed a lot of things for maybe less than $500,000, right? For like 2 years beauty deal. So
in this industry,
I keep not Nigeria.
No, but in this industry, you're quiet. You're fattening up, Bola.
Please, when am I fattening up?
I keep
saying models is not coming to me.
Can you hear what I'm saying? If agency day, no, but wow.
No, but
I know.
I'm talking about models, not me.
Go back.
Come back. The
industry
will
work
on you.
Second time is a charm.
It's not everybody.
I know, but even though.
So we're talking about the extremely exceptional part now.
Yes.
Right? Of course they can. 10K is even like a beg sometimes for the extremely exceptional one, to be
really?
Honest. Yes.
So they're making decent money then?
Yeah, models are not poor people. They are really not.
People
you know,
have been used to that kind of to judge them.
They are not. You know, I mean, people sign perfume campaign for like $500,000. Some people go as high. Some girls are on like figures, like million.
Models?
Models, yes. Some people are like millions if you're going to put them on a contract.
Do you think there's the respect that they have for the industry there? Because there's no model that you use for a campaign here. In fact, if you like, let the perfume be the biggest perfume in Nigeria. You know how we are here.
But we don't have the money. Nigerians don't. Where's the money is relative.
What I'm saying is that, say for example, like I don't think there's any model that will get so popular.
So let me tell you something. Let me tell you why I'm saying money is relative, Timisa. You could bring me here now and say, I'll pay you 2 million naira. I would jump because, man, I don't have that in my account.
True.
You could bring a model of mine. You could bring Lamide here now and say, I'll pay you 2 million. Lamide is going to have to twice. How many hours do you want me to stay here for? 1 hour or 1.5 hours?
Mm.
Money is relative.
True.
So when somebody pays you 2 million in Nigeria for like a campaign, that's a lot of money, to be honest.
True.
Even as a manager, I'll tell you it's a lot of money. Better take it and let's go drink something and be happy. But I can't bring some models down here for 2 million naira. That's half of their day rate. So when we say they're not paying models here, like if you had a perfume campaign here and they pay you like maybe 1 million or I don't know if they even pay up to that. But if they pay you that amount of money, are we going to say it's a bad deal? It's not a bad deal because it's Nigeria. But it's not even, some people, you can't even type an email and send it to some of these same girls on your board, but it's relative.
True.
Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So when we start comparing those ones here and the income here, you can't compare it. You can't, the market is not the same at all for you to even come. Whatever you earn in Nigeria is what you can earn in Nigeria. We have some girls that earn close to 250,000, 300,000 consistently. Yeah. No, I mean consistently from jobs. We book them for lookbook. In the agent, same, my agency, we book some models for lookbook.
A model earns $250,000 from a job. A
no, campaign. Naira now. I'm coming back to Naira since you want to hear about Nigeria. Dollars, really.
Even the model is earning $250,000 every other time, it's still decent.
That's what I'm saying for Nigeria. So I have some models on my roster that earns that. Even as a new face, they earn 150, 100, 200. They go for a show, they earn 150. They go, they do your lookbook, they earn like 300. Even as a new face with just a year experience.
Yeah.
And it's fine for them because that's Nigeria.
They need that money now.
Do you understand what I'm trying to say? But if you don't convert that money and you want to, no, it's impossible.
You're international girl.
Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So that's what I'm saying is relative if you're looking at it.
True. Wow. So like,
don't, like, can we move past money? Tell me,
I think that I should.
Money is the part that hurts you the most.
Because all these 4 years, and I remember, they calculate how much I for make. But also, like, it's very different, right? In their space. So how do you grow internationally like that? Because let me use Olamide for example, right? Mm-hmm. I know Olamide got into the space, started booking test shoots, started growing gradually until started leading in campaigns. Mm-hmm. And you can see her in like billboards. You can see her if you go to the mall, if you go to duty free, you probably see her face. How do you grow internationally like that? What's the things that you have to do? How do you as an agent enter the market to the point where they know Bola from Nigeria as the one that brings these models to them, to the point where you start negotiating that, these figures? Because you mentioned some figures, I'm like, wow. How do you grow in that market and you become a tough player in the space like that, and even your models are also doing the same? How?
So to be honest, it wasn't so easy. It wasn't an easy deal to do. I feel like I had to push through a lot of things to be in that space where I can even be heard, you know, when I speak. So I'm not sure that there's a way that I can explain the process. It was just faces, like different. But one thing I always tell people is you have to build trust first. When people trust you and trust your instincts, then they're going to work on that. They're going to work with that, I mean, right? So I'm not sure I can explain, oh, these are the processes I went through. Like I just knew that I knew what I wanted and I stood for what I wanted for my girls. And everybody understood that about me. They knew that I'm not the person that will come in and be extremely friendly. Maybe I'm not the most friendly person, but I knew what I was talking about when it came to my girls, you know. And I think on the model side as well, that's what I talk about, understanding the business and understanding partnership. Till date, Lamide wants to shoot a Polaroid. She will say, Miss Bola, I want to shoot a Polaroid. That's after many years in business. What should I wear? You know, let me go to a store right now.
True.
Let's buy this top. And then she will send me a picture in the store. And when I'm saying people are like, Lamide, I'm like, yeah, she does that. That's how we relate. You know, she's like, if I wear this top and I push this jeans up, do you think it will be? But she knows a lot already.
Yeah.
You know, but that's how I wanted to better her career every day.
She's very intentional.
You know, a little tell me, hey, I don't want to go to London anymore. I want to stay in Milan. That's where I want to be, you know. And then we'll have a discussion. Okay, you're in Milan. This is what we want you to do. A lot of things are coming out on Elizabeth very soon, you know. But we understood. We sat down, you know. Even my tiny Dotain, you know, as young as Doteni is, we talk and like, Doteni, you're not going back to this place. You know, it's more partnership. And I think the girls that understand that level of partnership, they actually do go far. Like, because it's a business. You have to understand what you want to do. Don't let people hold you around.
True.
Don't let people say, oh, yeah. Paris is what is raining. Mm. Pack your bag. Come and be going. It might not be raining for you. My good day, I may actually rain, like real water pouring on you. You know? Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
So I think those girls, those are the processes that they have to go through, is girls understanding the business and then now working with their managers, you know, to get to that space, you know.
So position is actually an important thing for a model.
It's extremely important. Positioning yourself and understanding what you want and don't let people like dictate and order you around into the things that they believe would work. If it's not going to work, if you know it's not going to work, you know. Some girls just want to carry their bag and they don't care how many. I mean, you know, model hoes. I mean, you're not, even though in Nigeria, we don't capitalize on, I gave you some money to go and do this one. People don't write it down. People don't record the loan that, but over there, you drink water, they're going to record it. You go to the office and you just pick the tissue paper. If that tissue paper was supposed to be paid for, they will record. You see it on your statement the next day. You picked tissue paper on so day from the ground. It was $50. That's it in your statement. Pay for it.
For as a,
they don't, nothing goes for free over there. So like a model wanting to travel every time and then you're incurring bill and there's no way you can make money or even become anything close to top model, because top model is really by the coin. It's like, who is making what? What are you booking?
Wow.
When are you going to book something great when you're always in debt?
That's wild.
Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So unless models really understand the in and out of the business,
the intricacies of the business,
it will be hard to really be international and keep international on your record.
So like, but you, the lifespan of a model, do you think that it exceeds like 10 years or 15 years or depends on what you decide for yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Because I still feel like there's some models who like maybe after like they're 30, 35, they can have to retire.
But that's what we just said. Right now, it's what's your future goal for yourself? We have Naomi still there. We have Leah Kabede still there. We have Joanne Small still there. We have Jasmine still there. We have Shania. Like, we have a lot of girls that are still there. And you, as a new face, can still not sweep them from where they are standing.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So at the end of the day, when people say, oh, the lifespan for a model is just 2 years, it's just after 1 year, they will drop you.
Mm-hmm.
5 years. You can't, I don't put a number to that thing. Every day I see my models, they're still as new as the day that I found them.
True.
You know, it's timeless. When somebody is beautiful, the person is beautiful. No matter what age they're in, they can age. Yeah. But would the beauty change? I don't think so. And there's always brand for you at every point in time that you move to. You are 30, there's a brand that wants you. You are 45, there's still a brand that wants, you know, there was a recent campaign soon that I think one of my girls did with Club Monaco and they had like different looks and everybody there. And even Ralph Lauren show, the one that, Olamide did. You know, that show was like everybody from your child to your grandma to,
I saw that campaign.
Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So at the end of the day, modeling is there, is always there. The question is, are you there? You know, would you still be there? So it's more like,
but how do you stand the test of them? How do you stay? I know you've said it before, but staying power. Naomi has been here for years.
She's not going anywhere. Let me just say that.
She's timeless. She will still see her carrying herself. She did walk at the Dior show. Like, how did this woman?
See.
Do you have to reinvent yourself? Do you have to have other...
Yeah. To me, son, yes. And it's what people don't believe. Let me even ask you something today. Throw it out there during this year's destiny and ask how many models even take care of themselves.
That's the problem.
Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You will beg them before they use deodorant. The skin, you will beg them before they go and do facial therapy or whatever it is that people do up and down.
And this is your full advert. This is your this
And
is
I'm
your
like,
market.
Why am I begging you? You will beg them not to bleach.
Oh, that one was an issue. That bleaching part was a big deal, Bola. Because most of them are trying to bleach. They don't even know better.
You know?
Yeah.
So the question is, if you take this career so seriously, like, why would we beg you to do the things that will keep you in the business? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So you have to, let's just say that modeling is always there. Are you going to be there? When, you know, it's not, there's nothing about putting a H there or whatever it is.
Thank you for giving us this much information. But I mean, what's next for you? Because you also opened Few Management, right? That's the arm that manages like talents proper.
No, it was visionary.
Few Visionary.
Oh my God.
Well, it's the same thing now. It's management.
Yes,
now.
Yes, it's management.
So Few Visionary is the part that manages talent.
Mm-hmm.
What is that part for?
So no, but it was supposed to be managing creatives and talent.
Okay.
But let's just say that's one of the businesses that I think I thought I didn't need a business model for. and it didn't work. I need a business model for it.
So you admit that?
So, yeah, I admit that. That's why I say don't follow my business pattern. Yeah. I failed once, you know.
Few visionary.
It depends on how you define success. Mm. My definition of success, visionary didn't miss it.
But what was the idea for the visionary part before?
Visionary, I wanted to manage creatives. I feel like creatives needed management, right? They needed the sort of platform that I was able to create for models. But I don't think it was the time. I will come back again to it. It's not.
Because I need you to help me be book international campaign, but not as a model, as a brand. As a Nigerian brand. That has evolved.
We will get there.
That's the next
goal
for me. I told you now to move into that space where, yeah, but I mean, we'll talk about that one later. Yeah. But I mean, I want to know what's next for Few. Is it, are you going around Africa or Europe to scout? What's the next plan? How are you expanding? What's the plan? Because you always have plans up your sleeve. So what's the next plan for you?
So there are plans for Few. I'm not sure that is what I can say right now, but I think, there are plans for Few. I mean, we started the whole expansion with Ethiopia, you know, moving to Ethiopia. There are plans
for Few. You don't want to talk with you.
No, but
don't shock us with your plans.
There's no shock. You know me, there's no shock. I don't know how to shock anybody. Yeah. But there are plans for Few. I feel like the question is more, what are the plans for me as an individual? Because either I like it or not, I'm still Few. You know, what are the plans for me as an individual? And I think there are a lot of plans for me as an individual, more even growing as an individual. And I get tired of things so easily. I'm trying my hands in new stuff, new space.
Like what?
You can win with that.
No, but what are you up to?
But I'm trying something that I don't know you.
What's you up to? You can't say. Don't fire you, Abby.
No, but I don't even think my team knows. I don't think this particular phase they know. I don't think so.
I'm an actress. I will be so shocked.
Oh my God. I'll be a disaster. Like,
I don't see you. Cut action from where you'll be so irritated.
But you know, it's not gonna, that's not going to be. I'm going into more, a different discipline entirely. It's not. Let's, to me, like, why you will not let it rest?
I'm not gonna let it rest. Okay. Know. I'm thinking, what's the possible? Give us this.
So it's still going to be talent is just going to be product, you know. So let's just say that. Let's just leave it at
comes.
That. Timisa.
You want to jump money everywhere. Look at you.
You will not win.
Okay, before I let you go, I'm, in terms of investment, like at Nigerian companies and financial organizations open to investing in your industry.
Invest where?
Are you serious?
I don't know if they are investing, though. Maybe they are investing and I'm not getting
them. So are you saying that the entire,
but a lot of people, it depends on, a lot of investors have approached me in terms of investing in my company, right? But also investment comes with a lot of baggage as well. True. You have to know. And I think as more as a business owner, I didn't need it, you know, I didn't need those investments. So maybe, I don't know if that's the type of investment you're talking about, but yeah, but I don't, outside of that, I don't know. I don't think that people think our aspect of business is investable.
Okay.
You know,
well, that's great. I mean, you've done so far so good with only your own finances, and you know how you have turned over your money and has working for you. Bola is just a star. I don't even know how to say it. She's so good. We have to give her some commotion for Bola Jo, please. Some commotion. Okay, so before I let you go finally, right? Few is almost how many years now?
Seven
years. Mm-hmm. In the next 10 years, what do you see Few?
Oh,
In
the next 10 years, where do I see Few?
Would you have stepped down from C and put some other?
Absolutely. 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 Yeah. I think that will even be sooner than later. Maybe that's the hiding I've been hiding.
Ah!
You finally brought up from my mouth. Yeah, absolutely. 17 years, I don't think I will be here, but I'll be here, but I don't think it'll be on Few. Yeah. I don't want to die now. but I think Few is going to be, at least the way that I'm building Few is for the brand to outlive me, you know. Mm-hmm. So let's see what happens with that. Absolutely.
So you don't know what's going to happen in 10 years, but you're just ready for
I think the next I know. But let's just say that there's no need to talk about it.
Okay, I think we literally touched on everything, but I want to say, like, this episode is to demystify the industry and to let people understand the industry better, not just for models, just people generally, right? Mm-hmm. So is there anything that you want to say to models or people generally for them to know about the industry before they're getting?
I talk about it everywhere. I think
if an advice to, this is an advice to a model out there that is yet to be discovered. right? And a model or anybody, a parent or anybody who has somebody who wants to model or who engage with anybody that is interested in modeling, what's the one thing that you would tell them?
The advice is watch the whole or listen to the whole podcast. I've said everything that needs to be said. I have no other advice again.
I don't like you, Bola.
I've been giving advice for the last 7 years. I'm not sure if it's changing people's life or not. I hate talking.
There has to be something that you say that's one person at home will just touch
them. They need to watch the whole thing. They need to listen to this whole thing. Everything I've said here is
all the information they need is on
this. It's here. There's nothing. There's no advice again.
That brings me to the end of my show. And I've had the most amazing time with my former manager and friend Bola Jofawemi. She's the founder and CEO of Few Models, one of the biggest agencies to ever come from Africa. She's doing amazing work. Guys, please, this is the episode that I've always wanted to do because this is so important to me because of how I started. I cannot talk about my journey without talking about modeling, right? So Bola was just the best person to bring on. So please watch this episode. Subscribe, listen. It's across all the platforms, Spotify, Audio Mac, Apple Music, everything. Just watch, share, like, support Tea with Tea Podcasts. Love you guys.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you so much for coming on, Bola.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.